Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
This good is morning.
Going to be airing Monday, June the 30th, last day of the year. We'll be just be flying back from Austria.
Heading into 4th of July week.
4th of July week. And actually, our family is going to, our kids and grandkids and their friends are going to go to Biltmore.
Oh, that's so fun.
So we actually come right from Austin and go right to the building.
Will you come back to Colorado or you'll just go, will you literally
just
go just straight there?
Fly right there.
Yeah. That is Linda's favorite place, right? And that'll, you'll be there over her birthday, which will be special.
We celebrate birthday, 4th of July. It'll be fun.
So nice.
We'll be experiencing today, the day that this is airing, we'll be actually in the plane, you know, coming back. So hopefully it all works out.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh, that's going to be so fun.
Yeah. So we've been talking about, this aspect of love and that God, delivers to us, truth, resolves the desires of our heart. We have hope, certainty, expectation that he will. I'm going to have you go on mission and join him in his purpose, which is, and we're used in that. To experience life ourselves and then to invite others to experiencing that life with us. You know, and again, it's not a system. It's just being able to, the things that we're learning of how to walk with God and get resolution and get truth, well, we can invite others to that same place.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can do that because it's not about how skilled we are. It's really about sharing. Remember, he said, you'll be my witnesses.
Right.
Throughout the world, and the way to be a witness is just share what you know.
Right.
And people will have a heart to do that. So it's kind of fun. So we're going to talk today about something very profound, and it's this aspect in love around this aspect of free will.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And again, our thinking tends to be, well, God can do everything, and so we want him to force somebody to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And can't he accomplish that? Because we know, like, for example, God says, it is not my will that any should perish.
Right.
Okay, so we know that's true. So he says, I want everybody to spend eternity with me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody I've created, I want to spend eternity with me. Does everybody spend eternity with him?
No.
How come?
Because they don't choose him.
Yeah, see, he says, I don't overrule people's free wills, which is, and this is such a profound truth, it's the essence of the nature of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that pure love is having you fulfill according to your free will. And his desire is love, is freely responding with affection and love without compulsion.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was a robotic, and I force you to do it, well, then it's not really love.
Mm-hmm.
So love has to be coming from the essence of my choice is I want to experience your love and I want to give you my love. And I freely do that. And then he says, I'm going to help you understand that. So love is really around the aspect of presenting choice.
Mm-hmm.
Is I can't force, I could say, Kathy, you'd be better served if you do get ready to really spend time with your new grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that to be true. And by the way, it's going to benefit you, benefit them, and it's absolutely God's will. I can invite you to that.
Right. But you can't clear my calendar.
Does it do any good to say, you should... And you'd better, and I'm going to make you do it. And because I love you, I want you, I want you, I want you. See, I don't have that power.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if I forced you to do it, would you actually enjoy doing it?
No.
No, you would do it out of compulsion maybe. And by the way, while you're doing it, you'd be resentful.
Mm-hmm.
because somebody else is making me do this.
Right.
As opposed to, well, I'm telling you how beautiful it is. I hope you choose correctly, but you have to make a choice. And my love for you is to invite you to that choice, not to force you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, my focus isn't on outcome.
Right.
My focus is on, would you have a heart to walk and choose to go with God well?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a choice you have to make. And that's how God works with us, is that our life is by imitation, not by force. So like, for example, think about the Israelites with Moses. They cross the Red Sea. They have a supernatural saving from the mm-hmm. enemy, Pharaoh. And now God says, my will is to take you to the promised land because that's going to be a beautiful place for you to live.
Right.
And I'm going to deliver covenant, blessed to be a blessing, that you're going to have peace. You're going to have abundance. You're going to have bounty. You're going to have an enjoyable life there. Come with me to the promised land. I invite you to come with me to the promised land. What did they say?
Maybe not.
I'm not going. We're not willing to go. And see, did God say, well, I'm going to force you to go? No, he just said, I invite you to go.
Mm-hmm.
My promise stands and I can deliver what I say.
But you have to come with me.
And this is important for us to understand this, is that the promise of God is potential but not guaranteed. So when we're having issues and problems, he said, well, here's my answer to, I will fulfill this. Mm-hmm. I will take you to the promised land. I will do this. But you can thwart it by not willing to go, number one, or while you're going, you can be disobedient to my instruction
mm-hmm.
to get the fulfillment of that promise. So that
right.
the 2 million Israelites said, we're not going. Okay. He said, I invite you to it. My promise stands. My promise is potential, but not guaranteed. It's going to be fulfilled when you, with your free will,
mm-hmm.
say, I'm willing to go.
Yeah.
By the way, that's called faith, because I trust God. And so he said, okay, so you're not going to go. So you wandered around for 40 years. Everybody died outside of God's will, never got mm-hmm. to the promised land. And then Joshua and Caleb, who basically had said, well, we believe it.
Right.
He said, well, you're going to need people to go with you. So you're going to have to wait for the
next. For that next generation. Yep.
Okay. How about you guys? You want to go? Yep. Okay, let's go. Okay, Joshua, let's go. Everywhere you set your feet is going to be the defined promised land. I'm giving that to you. Okay. He said, I believe it. Let's go. So they crossed the Jordan, the first city, Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to march around the city 7 times, 7 days, and blow the trumpets. And the seventh day, the walls will fall in and you'll win. Great. Hallelujah. Fantastic. And he did. The next city, and God had already told him, by the way,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be fulfilled step by step by step.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just everything's going to happen at once. It's going to, by the way, it took 5 years to go from city to city to city, you know, to occupy it. And he told him that up front. So it's going to take a while. And you're going to have to walk with me step by step by step. And by the way, you need to ask me, what's the step, and be faithful to the step. So the second city is called Ai. And Joshua, who had just learned this,
right,
says, I got this. This is nothing. This is easy. And I'll just send a few thousand guys down there and win. And he does. And they get routed and defeated.
Mm-hmm.
And comes back, gets kind of upset. And God says, even says to God, which is funny for Joshua to say, I knew we should have stayed in Egypt. Like, wait a minute. You're the one that said you believed it all. And God says, well, you know, stand up. Come here. He said, number one, do you believe my promise? Yes. However, what did you fail to do there, Joshua?
Ask that next step.
You didn't say, what are we to do next?
Mm-hmm.
He said, so even though the promise is there and you're starting to experience that promise, if you stop being obedient to the steps, you'll thwart the promise.
Right. And it's more than even just being obedient to the step. It's actually being completely dependent. It is recognizing that you can't even assume what the step is, because that was really in Joshua's case. I think he was willing to be obedient. He just made the assumption he already knew.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't fully dependent in that. And I think that's a key part for all of us.
Yes. Yeah. And not seeking the step. And then he said, had you asked me, I'd have said you got sin in the camp, because I told you not to take anything when you went to Jericho, and some people in your camp have.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go any further till we, in essence, we deal with this heart issue. And so even while we're taking steps, sometimes he can say, well, actually, I need to show you something about your heart. I need to show you something about what's going on in your group that is important for you to go forward in, because it's both and. It's both the steps, but it could be characteristics, or it could be something mm-hmm. going on that, or you, or somebody has been disobedient. And he said, now I want you to go clean that up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Joshua, to his credit, said, okay, I get it. Sorry.
Right.
I'll check in and I'll take care of this. Okay. Now, what if he said, I'm not going to take care of this?
And then he's not going to get to step into what God had promised.
God said, okay, well, now you've just stopped mm-hmm. the fulfillment of the promise.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've chosen not to follow me step by step by step. You know the promise is real,
mm-hmm.
but it's not going to be realized until you walk with me faithfully step by step by step. And it requires both. We know mm-hmm. where we're going and you believe it, but now you have to walk with me step by step by step. And if you choose not to, you will stop the fulfillment of the promise.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the promise is potential, but not guaranteed.
Right.
It's dependent on me having a heart to follow.
Right.
Why? Well, because I know better than you and I can deliver it and I have a path for that deliverance and you need to be with me on that path and I'm God and you're not. And I want you to walk with me, enjoying me and I enjoying you while I deliver to you the course that I have set before you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's look at a very important truth. Go to Deuteronomy 30 and read verses 11 through 20.
For this commandment, which I command you today, is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near to you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them.
So he says, now this isn't too complicated. He says, you don't need to try to spend a lot of energy figuring this out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need somebody else to go get it for you.
Right.
And it's not far off. It's just right in front of you. Why? You're walking with me.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, and we'll talk more about this, is that the key to all of this is I have to be able to hear his voice.
Right.
Because he said, I will speak to you where I'm taking you. And, mm-hmm. and the instructions for where I'm taking you and the steps for where you're going. And it's not just logos, Bible, it's rhema, it's personal mm-hmm. application of instruction. You know, just like you were talking about your dad's scenario. Well, you got a promise and then he gave you instruction and mm-hmm. it was unique to you because it's not,
right.
it's not really coming from a biblical,
right.
It's personal. Well, Kathy, you need to get your sisters involved here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now tell me where that is in the Bible. See, it's not.
Right, right.
It's that God says, I can speak to you. You have a unique scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Get your sisters involved. Have them write a letter to the congressman. Okay, so how cool, I mean, just how cool is that?
Right.
You know, God just says, I have instruction for you. And the key to the whole thing, I mean, think about it. There's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you couldn't hear God's voice, what would be true? You couldn't even.
You wouldn't know what that was, yeah.
What? I don't even know. I guess I'll just do this, this, and this. See?
Mm-hmm.
And God says, well, you don't need to guess. How about if you just ask me and I'll tell you?
Right.
Why? Well, you can hear my voice. And see, that's the truth that everybody.
And that's the privilege for all of us. The
privilege for everybody. And then he can assist you in that so that, you know, you can get information with you know, Dan or somebody said, hey, God told me to get my sisters involved, you know, and Dan says, yeah, I confirm that, you know, let's go do that. See, it's a beautiful thing. It's not that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you do not need somebody else to tell you what to do.
Right.
How about if I just tell you what to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make it really simple, clear. And he said, so what I do, he said, I'm going to respect your free will. I'm going to set before you life or death, blessing or cursing.
Mm-hmm.
You have a choice to make.
Right.
And I'm going to set that before you. And I'm not going to overrule that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about your heart. And as you learn that it's true, that the beautiful life is true, you'll want to do that more and more and more.
Right.
And he says, when you first start, I'm just asking you, give it a try. That's what God says. Give it a try.
And it's interesting, even as you say, it's not that complicated. I think that's a really important thing for us to keep in the forefront of our mind and actually a little bit of a filter for us to recognize if we're hearing him correctly. Because as soon as it gets super complicated, super convoluted, a lot of chaos around it, we can guarantee that that's where the enemy is playing games with us and trying to draw us out. Right. Because his instruction is clear. It's very clear. He makes it clear. He makes it simple. And he says right here, it's not so hard. You know, it's not such a big deal. Don't make it such a big deal. I'm telling you something. Right. A lot of times we hear that instruction and then we allow ourselves to go to the, but what if, what if, what if, what if? And we put in all these other voices and all this other noise that makes that instruction not seem so simple. When we see the instruction is not simple, we can absolutely guarantee we have let other noise come in and filter what God is saying.
That's right. Yeah. And he says, so I set before you life or death, blessing or cursing, choose life. He says, an indicator, and just read verse 17, because that's a, it's an indicator of illustrating where the problem is.
Yeah. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them.
Yeah. So he said, the indicator is that you don't hear me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, because you've walked away and you've decided, I know better. I'm going to go to pursue this. I'm going to do this thing. He says, then you stop hearing my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, he says, immediately recognize, wait a minute, because I hear people say, well, God's not speaking. I said, I don't think that's the problem.
Right.
The problem is you're not hearing it, because he's speaking all the time. And again, just think of the beauty of Jesus said, I did nothing except what the Father told me.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me Jesus, the Father told Jesus, yeah, I'm not going to talk to you for a couple of weeks.
Right.
No. Is if you stop hearing, he says, you need to stop. Come back, repent, get reconnected, because in order for you to choose, you have to hear my invitation to the choice.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you've already gone your own way, and I'll let you go that way. See,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to force you. I want you to hear and have a heart to follow. And then he said, if you choose me, he said, this is what it looks like. Read verse 20.
It says, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. For he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them.
You're going to dwell in my promises, love me, cling to me, and then follow my instruction, because I'll lead you to the very, very best. But it's going to be your choice.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it looks like. Cling to me, love me, experience me, and follow what I say. And by the way, when you do, guess what? You'll see that it's majestic.
Mm-hmm.
It really resolves the issue. And if we can all learn that and trust it, it gets easier and easier and easier to say, I choose you.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, why? Why would we not?
Right.
Man, it's real. It's true. It actually is this way.
Absolutely.
And it's not, I know people say, yeah, but I said, I understand all that. And, you know, the Christian life seems like it's arbitrary and it seems like it's some lucky and some aren't. And I said, but the reason is people haven't learned to choose God and walk with him and hear his voice and run the path that he has and let him deliver what he says.
And that is a constant choice. That's not a once and done. That is a daily moment by moment. I am choosing to walk with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So God's love is, and particularly as we're going to play this out later, is that I invite you to walk with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to force you. And if you choose not to, I am not going to intervene
mm-hmm.
and give it to you anyway. You're going to have to realize that you have consequences, blessing and cursing, life or death. It's a choice.
Right.
And you'll get the life, you'll get the blessing if you choose to follow me, and you won't get it if you don't. And I'll let you do that for the purpose of love, because when you don't receive it,
mm-hmm.
he said, my love would be for you to do what? Repent.
For you to, yes.
And say, I think I'll go back with you. Now, he said, you got to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, most people say, well, why bother anyway? It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, I'll show you it does matter. I show you that you can trust. I'll deliver hope. I'll deliver the best. I'll make all things work together for good. I will give you the spectacular. I have it for you. I'll resolve every issue you got.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think not. And by the way, when we join him in loving others, we have to be in that same position. I can't force right. them to do something. I'm going to have to invite them to do something. So the essence of how this all works is all about choice.
Mm-hmm.
I invite you to choose me. It would benefit you if you did. Come and see. Come and right. find out. As you do.
And he'll let you not choose him.
As you do, you'll see the beauty of it. And then you'll learn more and more and more mm-hmm. that is true. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for just the simple truth that it's not complicated. You will speak rhema to us. You will give us instruction. You set before us life and death, blessing and cursing. We are to choose with our free will to walk with you, to mm-hmm. cling to you, to love you, to experience you, to follow your instruction. As we do, we will experience the best. We'll experience the spectacular. And it'll get easier and easier and easier. And we'll always be in that position of hearing what you have to say. So we just ask for that. We pray that we'll learn it, not to think anything else, but rather to start to choose you and experience the very best that you have for us. And we thank you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.